This is McGuire on the Wire, brought to you by McGuire Sponsel. We are a national consulting firm aiming to provide facts, advice, and updates on the ever-changing world of tax law. This podcast will give you base-level information as well as high-level thought leadership on how to navigate these technical disciplines. At McGuire Sponsel, we provide unique services to our clients using an old-school, hands-on approach that is deeply respected within the CPA industry. Now stick around and listen to one of our experts. We're glad you're here.
Thank you for listening today. In recent months, there's been a drastic increase in ransomware attacks and cyber warfare. Now, this isn't news for anyone who's been watching the news on a regular basis. This is pretty obvious. And it's really come to a head when people have seen things like Colonial Pipeline, where Colonial Pipeline was attacked and it shut down distribution of gas to the East Coast for a few days while Colonial Pipeline came back online. But it's not just Colonial Pipeline. We saw JBS, which is a large meat supplier. We even saw the ferry to Martha's Vineyard get attacked recently. And during the COVID epidemic, we saw a drastic increase on cyber attacks in the healthcare sector, specifically to hospitals. And this increase of ransomware attacks has caught the attention of the federal government. And on June 2nd, the White House released a memo to corporate executives of what they need to do to protect against ransomware. Now, in that memo, they went through five best practices. Those best practices went through some basic things: backing up data, updating and patching systems promptly, testing incident response plans, checking the security networks, and segmenting the networks. And most of that is pretty standard stuff. But I want to talk a little bit about what they're talking about when they say back up the data. So I'm going to read right from the White House memo, and then I'm going to talk a little bit more about it. So in the White House memo, it says, back up your data, system images, and configurations, regularly test them, and keep the backups offline. And they say, ensure that backups are regularly tested and that they are not connected to the business network, as many ransomware variants try to find and encrypt or delete accessible backups. Maintaining current backups offline is critical because if your network data is encrypted with ransomware, your organization can restore systems. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit. And I'm going to bring up a term that a lot of people outside of cybersecurity professionals or IT professionals haven't heard of before. It's called an air gap solution. So when we talk about an air gap solution, that's specifically what they're talking about here. It's a backup that's not connected to the rest of the network. And the reason that this is important is a lot of these ransomware viruses that have been attacking corporate assets recently, what they're doing is they're not just attacking the live assets, but they're also getting in and attacking your backups. So imagine if, as a business professional, tomorrow you went on to log onto your system and you could not access any of your data on your computers. So then you call your IT professional and you say, can't get on my system, and they say, it's even worse. We can't get on our backups anymore. And so what the White House is saying is that's because those two things are connected. So what happens is there's a solution called an air gap solution. Now, air gap solution is basically you're creating a gap between these two backups. And a lot of these will randomize or create some type of break between the two systems. And for a non-IT professional, I was sitting around with my business partner the other day, and he referred to this as the paper shredder for data. It's basically this air gap solution. You're taking your data, you're running it through the paper shredder, so it mixes it up so you can't see what's going in. But then if you ever want to recreate it, you have the tool to recreate this, but only you have it. And in the process, you're scanning it to make sure there's no viruses or anything else in it during that process. So you can recreate this from your offline system versus just a standard backup, which is going through and kept connected so that virus can feed through and get sneak into your backup over time. So this can be critical for a lot of businesses. The obvious problem is this becomes expensive. This is not as cheap as just doing a standard backup. It's not only expensive, it becomes more difficult. How do I create this offline backup? And then the question becomes, do I need to do it on everything? So let me give you an example. Let's say I'm a business that has information sitting on my network for the last 10 years. I've got a 10-year retention policy. Well, do I really need everything created through this air gap solution, or do I really just need those critical things, the things that are controlling my systems, the jobs that I'm currently working on, the assets that I'm utilizing on a daily basis? And it might just be I need those critical things run through this solution so that I can quickly recover if I get hit with some type of ransomware attack. Now, that becomes more difficult to do because how do I determine what those critical assets are? Now, I will tell you, Akida Data does have a solution for that. We can actually go through in the lightest version of our products that we work with and actually determine what assets are being used over the last 0 to 2 years, and that's probably what you need to be running through this critical backup solution. That way, if that ransomware attack hits, you don't have to pay out and you can quickly rebuild your systems from this air gap solution. So the reason I bring this up is I myself am not a traditional technology person. I don't spend a lot of time on our IT function, everything else. So this was a new idea to me when I first heard about it. But this idea is critical for businesses to make sure that their backups are kept secure. And that's something we're seeing this go on, and it's not just big businesses. Sometimes what happens is someone hears about Colonial Pipeline, and they hear about these critical infrastructure assets, and they go, well, that's not me. I don't have to worry about that. My business is not that big, or if I'm a CPA firm, my clients' businesses are not that big. That's why I bring up something like Ferry to Martha's Vineyard. These things become critical, and they're not always large businesses. They're things that are critical where they see an opportunity to go after something where it shuts it down and the business has to pay out. So businesses that are time sensitive, think CPA firms. What would happen if someone gets into your system and shuts it down right before a tax deadline or an audit deadline? Those things become more critical if you are time sensitive. And that's where these ransomware attacks seem to be going, is they're going to be going after these critical assets. Now, right now, they're going after infrastructure assets because they know they will pay out. But as with most of these type of attacks, as they see those becoming more difficult to go after, they're going to change direction. So just because your business is not in the area that's being attacked right now doesn't give you the option to just relax on it. Odds are they're going to shift strategies and come after a different type of business once the opportunity runs out here. So this is something that's critical, and the IRS memo is critical for people to look at, and it's very beneficial. So I just really wanted to spend some time talking about that backup area and how an air gap solution can really help. And if you go in the White House memo, that's item number 2. If you have any questions about this or anything else, please feel free to reach out to us. We look forward to getting to know you and talking in the near future. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to McGuire on the Wire. Have a question from today's episode or interested in our team covering another topic? Reach out to us at McGuireOnTheWire@McGuireSponsel.com.